I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, a lot of different concerts and different types of concerts are happening this weekend, so there are plenty of opportunities for people to find somewhere to hear their favorite music.
There is so much music on the Cape in the summer, and what's available this weekend includes, for rock and pop fans, the Edgar Winter Band is at Paramount Performing Arts Center in North Truro on Friday night, and Winter is known for the hits Frankenstein and Free Ride. Then a completely different type of music is happening at 7 p.m. Saturday at Sandwich Town Hall when the Sandwich Arts Alliance Village Concert Series kicks off with a performance by Upper Structure. It's an a cappella vocal group from Berklee College of Music in Boston, and they'll be performing a variety of pop music, likely including songs by One Direction, Adele, Pentatonix, and others. Then on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth, Doug Riccardi and the group Jazz Till Dawn will do a tribute concert to jazz singer Billie Holiday. And at 5 p.m. in Provincetown at the UU Church, the featured group in the Great Music on Sundays at 5 series this week is named Ruffled Hens, and they're described as part Celtic string band, part chamber ensemble.
And Broadway fans may want to be in Provincetown for Tony Award-nominated actress Melissa Errico singing a show of Stephen Sondheim music.
Melissa calls this show Sondheim Sublime, just like the album that she released in November that includes Sondheim songs that most spoke to her about life and decisions after she had a health scare in 2017. The concert is going to include her singing the entire album, but with some narration between the songs, which was written by Adam Gopnik, who is an author and essayist, particularly for The New Yorker, and a longtime Wellfleet summer resident. Those shows are part of the Broadway At series, happening at 7 p.m. Sunday and Monday at the Art House in Provincetown, then also next Tuesday at Catuit Center for the Arts. Also with her on the Cape this weekend will be her husband, tennis star and ESPN commentator Patrick McEnroe, and both of them will be guests Saturday night at a Provincetown Tennis Club benefit. And that's a gala for LifeServeTennis.org, which has a goal of empowering achievement for underserved youth.
And also in Provincetown this weekend will be one of the annual visits by a tall ship.
The Kalmar Nickel, known as the Tall Ship of Delaware, is going to be open for public visits and sales starting Sunday. It's going to be docked at McMillan Pier, and it will be in the harbor through July 29th, so guests will be able to hear maritime stories, help haul lines, and do other tasks on the ship if they go on there. That vessel is a recreation of an armed merchant ship from 1638.
And looking ahead, the Barnstable County Fair starts on Monday.
That fair in Falmouth has been a summer tradition for 175 years, and all the favorite things to do are back. You can ride on the Midway, try to win prizes, check out the animals and the contests in the agricultural displays. There's an on-site beer garden, an artisan craft fair, and then you can eat simply what they call fair food. We're told that's going to include fried everything, including Oreos and, yeah, that's what they said. Oreos and Snickers candy bars are among those. And one of the food stalls is going to offer different kinds of bacon on a stick, including bacon coated in chocolate. The entertainment is going to include the demolition derbies and the BMX bike show. And new this year is a high diving act, and that involves acrobatics, comedy diving, and an 80-foot jump into a pool. The fair is going to be open through Sunday, July 28th.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week Summer magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.